Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, the throwdown on Tuesday. We worked through the technical problems. Everything's all set. You know how the people hack you when you're popular. That's what happens on this show. But next week we go an hour. We're going 3:30 West Coast time, 6:30 Eastern. So we'll go 60 minutes with you guys, quicker than Dan Rather in 60 minutes. But it's the Gross Misconduct Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Kip Gross, out there in Arizona. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 30 goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So I'm laying the red carpet down. I got that podium in the place, handing off the mic, Kip the Threes. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And boy, there's a lot to talk about.
Mark, I'm doing absolutely awesome right now. I'm in Arizona. The weather's great. Yeah, it's in the 90s again here for a little bit, for about a week. But, you know, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a dry heat. Enjoying it immensely. And, you know, kipgross.com and beagamer@gmail.com are ways you can get a hold of me. Be glad to talk and answer to everybody. And, yeah, there's a lot to talk about, a lot of sports going on right now. And let's have some fun today, Mark.
Okay, you know, let's start out. I don't know if you heard it, but Elaine Boozler, first lady of rock and roll with the Rolling Stones and everything, just had an incident Sunday at Dodger Stadium. One of those rent-a-cops stopped her and said she couldn't bring in her baseball bag. And she said, well, I can't go back to the car. I just walked about a half a mile, and I paid $50. And I got a $300 ticket, and I'm right here. You're not going to make me walk. And they went back and forth, and finally she was arrested, placed in a squad car, and said, the cops were really nice, but the rent-a-cop had a little power that day. I don't know, if he went to church and got a little more added power or whatever, but stopped her and had her arrested. And I'm saying to myself, we talked about this in the pre-chat, and you know, when I have my foot on the gas with this team, Kip, I'm going to keep my foot all the way to the pedal. I'm not taking it off. This team cannot stay out of the news in any which way but right. Whether it's Shohei Ohtani and not knowing what he bet down or his interpreter, whether it's the Trevor Bauer situation, whether it's every other issue that's happened at Dodger Stadium where people catch a home run ball and offer to meet and greet and that doesn't happen. I'm beginning to wonder, and like I said before, and I'll say it again, if I was 20 years old and I could play for any major league team, Dodgers would be the last team I'd play for. I'd go to Minnesota and sweat it out in 20-degree temperature in the middle of April. Any thoughts on the lady being stopped at Dodger Stadium? This is an older lady. What are you doing?
I got this issue with this 9/11 thing back when it happened. We got to still make sure that, people don't bring in explosives and stuff into stadiums, but you got to use common sense. A long, long time ago, when I lived in Southern California, a bunch of friends of mine, we went out to have some fun one night, and one of the guys with us was like 75 years old at the time, and he didn't have his ID with him, and they actually would not let him come in that establishment because he didn't have his ID. I mean, I'm just looking at these guys like, can you guys use a little common sense? The guy's 75 years old, and this goes on to what you're saying right now. You gotta do things case by case sometimes instead of just saying, okay, you don't have the recommended purse or see through purse, we can't let you through. How about open the purse up? She just spent $300 on a ticket, spent $50
exactly.
on parking. And can you open the purse and maybe even stick it through the – because they all have metal detectors now – and just see what you have. I mean, you got to use a little common sense in this world. And, it just puts a stain on the Dodgers, another stain on the Dodgers organization and what's been going on over there. And, especially when you're first in the division right now, but it's not pretty how you're winning. So I recommend to the Dodgers, sometimes you just got to open your mind and open your common sense and do things the proper way so you don't influence and affect all these other people out there, because there's a million and millions of fans out there that love the Dodgers, and these little stains are those things that are kind of making like, God, should I support this team anymore or not? So, yeah, I can't go with what they did with her.
Well, and not only that, I mean, I'm gonna bring the hammer down on it. I mean, as far as this goes, I mean, when you're doing your process of elimination with people that are trying to get employment from you, you might want to do a background check and find out if they're still breastfeeding. I mean, it's just, I mean, you gotta use some common sense here. I mean, I've always said if you're gonna run a business, if you sat there for 8 hours and found out in the 8 hours who wants to work and who doesn't want to work, you'd find guys that would run through a wall and you take care of them. But I'm thinking what you just said here is, you know, a little common sense. Maybe they just haven't got past the breastfeeding stages and they're still on that and they got to call mommy or something to tell them what to do. I don't know. But it's, I mean, this team seems to stay in the news. And, you know, it just constantly stays in the news. And, you know, it's a big market. Okay, I'll give you that. But I don't see the small market teams having these kind of problems. And if they do, they kind of harness it with guys in their organization that seem to put a handle on it. It just seems like this organization has fumbled it ever since the Mike Piazza deals, I think. And it's just catapulted. I've seen it with the Milton Bradleys. I've seen it with the Trevor Bowers. It's just a different organization than when I saw when Steve Howe was given chances. And they kind of understood, well, you know what, this guy's got a problem. Let's stay with him. These guys are just, you know, it's just, you know, hey, as soon as one of these guys has a problem, we're going to separate ourselves from it. How come you didn't separate yourself from Shohei Ohtani? There's money coming in that stadium. That's why you didn't separate yourself from them.
Yeah, to get back to Shohei Ohtani thing for just a minute, you know, the other day I was watching games on TV, and I was absolutely shocked at how many stadiums and how many fields actually had huge, huge banners painted on the field talking about, you know, this betting app and this betting app. And it's just, you know, to me it's just hurting the game big time because, you know, there's so many Pete Rose fans out there. There's so many Shohei Ohtani fans out there. And to sit and actually advertise, you know, these gambling apps and these hotels and what have you, to go upstairs and place a bet or open your phone and place a bet on the game you're watching, it's just a bad taste in my mouth, Mark, because, you know, I don't agree with what Pete Rose did. I do not. I really don't, because I saw that sign every time I walked in a clubhouse that you can't do it. But in order for baseball to make this right, they've got to do something different than to say, hey, you know what, screw Pete Rose. We're going to make all the money we want, even though he was gambling, and we suspended him for life for doing it. And, you know, Shohei Ohtani, I still believe there's something else going on out there. I don't care who you are. You don't lose that much money in your account and not miss it. I don't care how much money you have. And so, yeah, this deal with this woman right now, it's a stain. It's just one more little stain in there, and it's got to go away sometime. But it just seems
And you bring up an interesting point. We've seen it in football. So you have a business, and I don't care what business you have. If you have a business, whether it's smoking marijuana, and you come in, or you have a business where there's 100 women walking in scantily bikinis there or whatever, or you have a gambling business, somebody's going to fall through the cracks there. Somebody's going to see it, this is, wow, this looks good. You know, maybe I have to try that. And this is what they've done in football. This is what they've done in baseball is they've kind of brought these gambling sites in. And we saw it in basketball. The guy last week got Michael Porter's brother got banned for life. Because what you've done now is you've basically said, oh, don't pay attention to those women walking around here nude. That's, you know, don't worry about that. And what's happened is people are falling through the cracks. So the Jontay Porters, the Ridleys in football, we've seen all these other guys, interpreter, if you want to call it, in baseball, Shohei Ohtani's. These guys have fallen through the cracks, and now all of a sudden we're trying to stand there and say, wow, that's not us. We got to hold a high standard here. You're the ones that brought the gambling people in here. If you didn't bring the gambling people in here, then if they did something, then you can kind of crack the whip on it. I said the other day on XM, I said, I'm not backing down. I'm not condoning what these guys are doing is right. But you guys open the door for the guy. If the guy is sitting in your office every day and sees you drinking a fifth of Jack Daniels and smoking cigars, you don't think he at one time or another is going to maybe say, wow, that looks good. This guy's a popular guy. Maybe I ought to have a cigar. Or you're disciplined enough to say, you know what, I don't care about it. This guy can smoke all he wants. I'm not going to look like that. My lungs ain't going to look like that at 60. So this is what's happening here, and now we're hanging these poor guys. I don't want to say poor guys all the way with a capital P, but we're ripping these poor guys because they're over here doing something that the top guys have brought in.
Mark,
am I right or wrong?
I got you're I can't even tell you how right you are. And there's one word for this whole thing that you're trying to describe, and it's called temptation. You know, you're sitting here, you're promoting gambling during a game. And now you have all these sites that have in-game gambling. I mean, you can bet on a game every commercial. You can go back. They'll give you points. They'll give you spreads. They'll give you this and give you that. Who's to say that this 26th or 27th or 28th ball player on a 25-man roster, you know, says, you know what, I'm just here because I'm an insurance policy. I know for a fact that they're going to bring in this other pitcher right now or do whatever, and I can go in and they're tempting me to just put a bet on my game that I'm in right now, you know, through somebody else's phone or what have you, and so the IP address doesn't go back to them. But here they are. They're tempted, and you could put down a wager, and you know it's happening. Somebody out there is doing this, and it's because of they're tempting the players and the coaching staff and everybody in the office to do this because it's right there in front of you. Huge letters out there covering the whole first base side or the third base side in front of the dugout saying, MGM gambling, place your bets here. And it's just, I don't think it's right. I really don't. I understand the, you know, free marketing and all that going out there. But at the same time, it's why would you want to tempt all these people out here or these players to do this?
Well,
it's really, like you said, basketball player. He's gone now.
Jack from Independence, Missouri says, you guys, man, I can't get enough of your show. I've listened to you a few times. You guys definitely are acquired taste. I will tell you, I was on a job one day in a restaurant. I was bussing and stuff, and I saw everybody taking breaks, and they were caught for 20, 30 minutes. It went on for about 2 months before I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to do the same damn thing. And there you go, monkey see, monkey do. Jack from Independence, Missouri, not only likes the show, but he definitely understands what's going on here. If you're on a job and you see somebody taking a 20, 30-minute break constantly and you're busting your rear, you're going to obviously say to yourself, well, you know, Cindy over here is taking a break or, you know, John over here is taking a break. Let me just go take a 20-minute break. Eventually, that's going to happen. And it's just basically talking about what we're talking about here today. When you see this kind of thing and you're saying, wow, they're making some money. Maybe I ought to make put a bet down on something. And this is the problem. You have created or opened up Pandora's box, and now you're trying to shut it when you find out somebody in your organization's betting against you.
Yeah, it really is a bad thing right now, and I can't believe how quickly the Shohei Ohtani thing has already been finished. They brought in the prosecutors or whatever, and they did the investigation. That was probably the quickest investigation I've ever seen in my life, as far as getting down to the nuts and bolts of everything. You know, you had Trevor Bauer. How long did that take to figure out that all those text messages and stuff were on his side? And he wasn't guilty of anything. Yeah, he did some things that most people would never do. But was it illegal? No, it wasn't illegal. But it took so long to do this because, again, the Dodgers hired a guy to come pitch for him, and he did some questionable things off the field. And, you know, he wasn't the greatest clubhouse guy on the planet, but at the same time, he could pitch. And next thing you know, it was an easy way for the Dodgers and the Major League Baseball to say, hey, see you later. Don't come back. And now, you know, he's trying to make a comeback. He's offering every major league team out there, sign me for the minimum wage and no takers. Why is that, Mark? I honestly don't get it. The man should have a job, at least go out and be able to prove. He's done everything he could do earlier to be in the big leagues, and what a pitcher he was. Like I said, I'm not a fan of his, but I'm now becoming a fan of his just because of what baseball has done to him. I mean, they have completely ruined him, his everything about him. You know, as soon as you think of Trevor Bauer, what comes to your mind? You think of him having some rough sex with some girl, and now you got another girl out there that they're going to indict her now because of her coming out and saying, or not coming out, but they found out that everything she said is a lie. The other person has got to be found responsible for some of these things, and that's why I'm glad that this is now happening with Trevor Bauer. But he's never going to get a dime back that he took off from his paycheck.
Yep. Joey from Bucks County, PA, says, hey, Kip, have you, when you saw those guys leaving after the investigation on Shohei, were they wearing three-piece suits and carrying heavy briefcases?
That's a good one, Joey. That's awesome.
Case in point, money in the bank.
No doubt. You know, that's a good one. We need more humor coming around. Keep those
emails. That's a good one.
Stuff.
Joey, call of the night. Definitely the call of the night on that one. Three-piece suits and heavy briefcases coming out of the federal buildings. Wow. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, that might have been quicker than, you know, an Amtrak train picking you up on time. That investigation. Oh, okay, we'll come right in. Okay, that we got everything. Oh, geez, you didn't have to give us all that. Thank you very much. We'll just kind of walk out. No, you can go out the back. Oh, okay. Unbelievable. Joey, you got the call of the hour. I'll tell you that one. But, you know, hey, you know, I've only said this, Kip, and you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time. And whatever, you know, is going on, and this guy gets, you know, no problem, and the interpreter takes it all. I said this before, and I'll say it again, and I'll stand by this. This guy will have that dark cloud over his whole career, whether he gets in the Hall of Fame on a first ballot or whatever. People are always going to wonder, did he know exactly what was going on, and how much did he know?
Yeah, that's the problem when you're associated with anybody that does something, and whether he's completely innocent or not doesn't matter, because just like you said, that cloud is always going to be hanging over his head. You know, fortunately for him, he's Japanese, and he's probably going to spend all of his life back in Japan after his career is over in the off season, especially since he's, you know, just got married, and she's, well, I think she's a basketball player. She's an athlete too, which is great. But that cloud is never, ever, just the same with Bauer, Trevor Bauer. He did nothing illegal, but that is going to be over his head forever. And Major League Baseball is to blame for it. And I really, really, and probably for Shohei Ohtani too, you know, with how quick this went over. It's always going to be on Major League Baseball's head too, with that cloud, you know, with what they do and how they do things. And you know, every time you bring up Shohei Ohtani from now on, 50% or more of all baseball fans that you know, in the day are going to think of one thing really quick, and that's Pete Rose. And that's a crying-ass shame for Major League Baseball to have to go through that.
Yeah. Oh, look at who's come through the wire. Lance from Pensacola, Florida said, I'm getting ready for the draft. We haven't done much. We're just getting ready. The Cowboys will be in the Super Bowl next year. Doesn't matter who comes out of the AFC. You know, here we go at happy hour starting early in Pensacola. It must have started about 10 in the morning. We always tell this, Kip, and I always tell this to these kind of guys that dial in with these obscurity kind of conversations. They try to lay on us on emails, but you should never call this show when you're drunk, Lance.
You know what, Mark? They just, like I said, they need to change the name of some of these teams. You know, the Dallas Cowboys should just be, I mean, it's almost comical to keep hearing these over and over. You know, these same things. You got Groundhogs Day. You know, why don't they just call them the Dallas Groundhogs? Because it's the same old, kind of like with the Dodgers. You know, we said, you know, it should be called the Dallas or Los Angeles Cowboys, because, you know, they're in the same boat every year. And you can take these 60 game championships and put them somewhere, because they don't count in my book and 95% of all other books, but only the Dodger fans think it should be legit. But you know what?
Well, and,
it's just funny how they keep coming at us day after day.
Well, the draft is Thursday, so they're getting a little giddy. Then we'll get into the, you know, the preseason. They get a little more giddy. Then the regular season starts, and after four games, you know, the wheels start to fall off the wagon and they try to put it together with super glue and try to convince themselves, well, no, the wagon's still there, you know, and then the back wheels fall off the wagon and they try to hammer them home. And then when we get to Thanksgiving, the whole thing just comes apart, and then we go, wait till next year. That's what Lance is doing with the Dallas Cowboys and a few of these guys, you know, with Dodger fan and New York Ranger fan and all these kind of guys. That I feel bad for them because I think the organization should kind of give them an award. If they gave them, like, a sweatshirt or something to make them feel a little important, God knows they'd probably stand on a freeway with a bullhorn and try to convince everybody to be a Cowboy, Dodger, or Ranger fan. But I'm really surprised the organization doesn't do more for these kind of guys like Lance and all these myopic guys out here in L.A.
Wow. Yeah, Lance, you know, we've been going over this now for quite a while with your Dallas Cowboys, and we're not going to change our tune. I can promise you that until they legitimately come out and whoop everybody's ass and actually do something in the playoffs because, oh, man. You know, the one thing that teams build for is for the playoffs. The good teams build for the playoffs. And obviously the Cowboys haven't done that in, what, 124 years? Because it's just not working for them what they're doing. So you got to change something up and build that damn thing for the playoffs and get those linemen, get those guys that can grind it out for you and not that whole passing game. Because every year, pretty much what it is, if you don't have a running game or a short passing game, you're just not going to win in the NFL, and that's what it is. You know, you see what Kansas City Chiefs have been doing now for quite a few years. They still got the running backs. They still got the tight ends every year. And Mahomes is awesome, but they grind it out every day. You know, and they don't just come out and say, okay, we're going to win. They show you how good they are, and that's what good teams are. I've been a Raiders fan my whole life, and I've not liked Lance and saying, hey, my Raiders are going to be in the Super Bowl this year. I need a little light at the tunnel to see first, because I can't just come out and say we're going to be in the Super Bowl this year, because I've been watching us now for 20-something years after our Super Bowl wins, and we just don't have that. It's just not there, and that's what I see when I turn on Dallas is, you know, they'll have this big game where they score like 45 points and destroy the other team, and everybody's like, oh, my God, this team is awesome. And then here you go. Here comes week 16, 17, and then the playoffs. Where'd they go? So you got to build those teams for the playoffs, guys.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The listeners definitely listen to us. Albert from Poway says, guys, I can't wait for the hour. You guys are great. Keep up the good work. Tell me the difference between Deshaun Watson with 80 women and Trevor Bauer, who was accused of with two with rough sex, and now they're putting one up there on trial. What is the difference? How come Deshaun Watson's still playing football and Trevor Bauer can't seem to find a job in Major League Baseball? Great point, Albert. If they like you, they like you, and they'll try to rework anything. If they don't like you, they'll make sure you don't get back in somehow, some way. Boy, is he on the money with that. That's a great comparison, Kip.
Well, I'm telling you, Albert, the one thing about NFL football is you have 32 teams, and you probably only have about 15 of them that have really, really good quarterbacks. And so they're going to protect that Deshaun Watson all they can because he's one of the 15 best quarterbacks in the league, and that's why they're doing what they do. They kind of sweep stuff under the table a little bit. You know, football's a different sport. Yeah, they're all coming down on these players, but at the same time, it is what it is, and it's just a different standard. It's a double standard for players, and you can't tell me it's not. Because you've already saw the Shohei Ohtani's, you've already seen some of these other players, the basketball player last week that they kicked off for life. If that was LeBron James, what would have happened? I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I know it's not LeBron James, but at the same time, if it was LeBron James in the NBA, what would have happened? Would they have slapped him on the wrist? Well, this other guy, you know, he's not a big player, you know, might have not even been in the league next year. Hey, you're out. You're not good. You can't do this because we caught you doing something. Of course there's double standards in all of life. But you know what? It's one of those things where you have to play by the rules, and hopefully, if you get caught doing something, that they do find you guilty and give you the correct punishment. And that's where I'm at with that. Just give everybody the same punishment.
Yeah. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon says, next time I go to Dodger Stadium, can somebody show me the breastfeeding section? And the guy that stopped that poor lady, he must have failed the test of being a California Highway Patrol officer 15 times, so they gave him a rent-a-car position.
You know what, Mark? You know, I've been to
we started something here, Kip.
I've been to a lot of games sitting in the stands, and you see these guys, and I'm not saying they're not trying to make a living and doing whatever, but, you know, you put that little badge on them that says, you know, I have a little authority out here, and, you know, they stand in between the aisles between innings or, you know, the quarters, whatever, timeouts, and it's like, guys, you're here to do a job. At the same time, don't piss people off, you know, because today you have a badge on your chest where tomorrow, you know, you might be flipping burgers at Burger King, you know, that's your main job. I don't know. It's take the job, do what you're supposed to do with the job. At the same time, use common sense and make people happy out there instead of making them feel like they're the worst person on the planet for bringing in a purse that might have had a little two lengths to it or something like that. It's just not right.
Pete from Madison, Wisconsin says, check the guy to see if he has his Top Gun glasses while he's driving to Dodger Stadium.
you open the Pandora's box today, Mark. It's a good one. But no, you know what? It is. It's have some fun with it. Absolutely. That's what we want to do on this show is have some fun with stuff. Either way, back and forth. And, bring those comments. We love them. We love laughing and enjoy it.
Unbelievable as far as these kind of guys. And you're right. The Highway Patrol one's a classic. And then the Top Gun glasses. Pete, we welcome them. And glad you're listening to the show. Boy, this show goes by quick. We're down to like 3 minutes, man. Next week, an hour. Anything you want to get off your chest? The Lakers got beat by Denver 10 straight. Phoenix looks like, I don't know what they're looking like, but I called it. I will stick with it. I got Milwaukee and the Clippers for the finals. They're not looking at the Clippers. I think they're going to get there. I don't know what's going on with the Coyotes. They're moving out of Phoenix to go to Utah. Sad. All those years in Phoenix and to move them out, that's terrible. Unbelievable what's going on there. But anything you want to get off your chest, the draft is Thursday. That should be good. We'll find out who the Raiders are going to select.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I do want to get something going here real quick since we've got a couple minutes left. But, you know, the other night my son and I went to dinner at a sports bar and they had the Lakers and the Nuggets on. On every TV. I think there's like 75 TVs in this place. So I didn't even ask if we could turn on a baseball game. But, you know, let's just watch this. And, you know, the Lakers were up like 12 or 13 in the first half. And Denver comes back and ties it up at halftime. And then next thing you know, they come back out second half. And it was just a completely different Denver team than L.A. And there was probably a minute or two left in the game. And I'm sure you guys have all watched this now. And LeBron goes to drive in and to do a layup, and he steps on the guy's foot, the defender's foot, and he goes down. And he's laying there for I don't know how many seconds. You know, first of all, he goes to his head. Then next thing it hits my elbow. And he's laying there, and everybody's standing around him. It's like, dude, you're 6'8", 280 pounds. You're bigger than everybody on the planet physically. And you're laying there like a little girl, you know, screaming at the world saying, look at me, I got hurt. Well, no, it was your fault. You stepped on the guy. You twisted your ankle a little bit. You fell down. And now you're looking for sympathy from everybody. LeBron, the act is way, way, way tired. I can't even tell you how tired it is. And it just, you know, don't get me wrong. He's a fantastic athlete. He's been a fantastic basketball player. But I can't even imagine him playing back when Lambeer and Bird and Jordan and all these guys played because they just didn't run into you. They hit you. They slapped you across the face with a fist. And in today's game, you know, they say all these numbers that LeBron's put up. Well, yeah, they put them up because they let him shoot. Like last night, he had a three-pointer. He was open by 8 feet. Back in the day, you're not getting open by 8 feet. It's not happening. You're gonna have fingers poked in your eye when you go up to shoot. And if you make it, you make it. But at the same time, they're gonna hurt you when you go up there to make that shot. And you know,
tough to watch. That game is so tough to watch, and it's unbelievable. It kind of reminds me of the days, you know, playing street ball, and you'd be tied, and all of a sudden, that last point some team was trying to get, all of a sudden, every time they drive on three guys or something, it's a foul. They get the ball back out, and they keep calling foul till he actually hit the last shot to win, and then, you know, you have to sit for four teams just to get back on the court again. It's unbelievable. That's what the NBA reminds me of today. Hey, we're out of time. Yeah. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. I can't wait for next week. We got the one-hour show, so we can really open it up. But, man, 30 went by quick, brother.
Mark, 30 goes by quick every week, and it's so much fun doing this with you every week, and I really appreciate everything. I appreciate the people, you know, with the questions and comments. Today was hilarious. Like, bring on more, bring on new ones. But, yeah, let's keep rocking this thing next week, an hour long, and we'll get some guests on here soon so we can get some other commentary and points of view from other people.
Yeah, there we are. And, boy, they keep coming. When somebody goes, you guys are the Adam 12s. Sports radio. We'll be back next week. Keith Kip Gross. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. 1 hour. Mark your calendars. If you come in at 4, you'll be late by 30. So make sure you put it down. Till then, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We love you, man. Have a good one.
All right, guys. We'll see
Bye,
you all
Kip.
Next week. Have
Thanks.
A great one.